This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Breaking news. The Phillies have fired Gabe Kapler.
Oh.
So Bryce Harper can watch the Nationals in the second round or whatever this is, the LCS. I can't keep track of the one car wild cards. And Gabe Kapler will be watching as well from his couch.
So who is Gabe? Who is Bryce going to do, protein shakes with and dumbbell curls? Because Gabe is the most jacked manager coach in sports history.
Yeah, does he deserve it? I mean, not that you're following Phillies baseball every single day, but
they spent a lot of money this offseason.
81
man.
And 81.
They spent a lot of money. I mean, this was going to happen. Plus, you know, I don't know how he rubbed organizationally the wrong way, the front office. But 2 years, 2 years seems kind of low.
Sorry, I'm listening to WFAN waiting for crosstalk. Did you say that Kapler got fired?
Yes.
Wow. Is that the kind of thing that we found out because it was breaking news that's powered by Radio.com Sports and brought to you by Indeed? Post a job today at Indeed.com/hire.
Troy, you need a raise.
Thank you.
Choppy will give you a quarter of his salary. Ben and Skin after crosstalk to preview the Jets with WFAN, the legendary station in New York. And what is the spread right now, Chop?
Last I saw last night was 7. It had gone from 8.5 to 7. Now, that could be because Darnold was officially cleared to play. Could be another couple of reasons.
All right, let's check in with the guys, our buddies from WFAN, Joe and Evan on the home of the Cowboys. What's up, boys?
How are you, man? You good?
We're
always.
You're actually playing our team this week, and I want to. We stink, and we know that. I mean, we're not kidding anybody here. I'm just happy that the quarterback's back, so I can find out if I got a quarterback or not, because I really still don't know that. But it must be nice in Dallas. I mean, let's see, how many buys have you had already? Let's see, you played Redskins, you played the Dolphins, you're playing the Jets now. Yeah. When are you playing the Bengals? Oh, you don't play the Bengals this year.
No Bengals this year.
Oh my God.
We've had to pump the brakes a little bit. And I'm a little bit worried about this game.
Oh, come on.
What are you worried about?
What are you worried about? First of all, there's gonna be 70% of the stadium's gonna be Cowboy fans. It's gonna be like playing a game at Jerry World. I'm gonna tell you that right now.
Oh, really?
Oh God, yes.
Oh, you don't act surprised.
I mean, you come on.
Come on,
you
know what the Jets fan base is
I'm telling you, I know the Giants
have a pretty solid fan base. I hear. Yeah, I don't know about the Jets.
I'm telling you right now, that 70% of that place is going to be Dallas fans. And if you lose this, and I don't even want to hear about looking ahead to the Eagles. When you lost 2 straight games already, you need to win this game. But you can't be looking ahead to the Eagles.
But the Jets should have beaten the Bills in Week 1.
What does that mean?
That means they should have beaten the Bills.
That means they may not be awful with Darnold. Awful.
They've been pretty awful the last 3 weeks, I'll tell you that.
But with Luke Falk.
No. A couple of things.
It's more than
that
just
that. That game turned that first week of the year against Buffalo when C.J. Mosley went out with an injury.
And
guess what?
And he's not playing again.
Yeah, he's not playing.
It's unbelievable.
And I got another news flash for you, which I think you guys sound smart, so you're probably aware of. Yeah. Adam Gase is a terrible head coach.
God.
He's awful.
He stinks.
Why?
It's been
5 games.
So what?
I watched him in
Miami. We watched him for 3 years with the Dolphins. He's terrible.
They had one good year.
He's the quarterback whisperer. I guess he didn't really whisper too much to Luke Falk.
Now, wait. So you guys are saying run and take the Cowboys with the 7.5.
I would probably do that. Yeah. I had to bet the game, yeah.
I mean, when you guys say that you're afraid of this game, what are you afraid of? Darnold's going to give you team mono? Is that what you're afraid of?
Well, really? Have you seen the Jet offensive line? Seriously, have you seen the disgrace that the Jet offensive line is?
Well,
oh, my God.
We can't stop the run.
Nope.
And we may not be missing both of our tackles to protect Dak. So that's the little bit of concern. They can't stop the run. It doesn't sound like you guys have an offensive line. You still have Le'Veon Bell and Sam Darnold. We'll see.
Le'Veon Bell has not had a crack to run through yet.
Yeah.
Let me just tell you that.
Why aren't you guys sold on Darnold?
It's not a matter of not being sold on him. I just don't know what he is yet. And as a Jet fan I've been a Jet fan since 1965, okay? I've seen it all. There's so many times that I thought I had my quarterback and I turned out to be very, very wrong. I am not going that route now. I got to see a lot more. He hasn't played a full year yet. I really don't know what he is. I think he's good. From what I've seen of him so far, I like what I've seen.
Well, you know what?
But I don't know what he is yet.
Joe's hit on it. We haven't seen enough of him. And here's the other thing. The offensive line stinks, okay?
Yep.
And the head coach is not creative at all.
Right.
And when I saw young quarterbacks get a new head coach, when I saw that happen with Jared Goff and we saw it happen with Mitchell Trubisky, I think you felt like they were bringing in pretty good offensive mind. What the hell has Adam Gase ever done?
What has
Make
he done?
Jay Cutler less mediocre?
Right.
Give me a break.
You know, Peyton Manning already in the Hall of Fame. Look what I did for him. What'd you do? I could have done it too. I mean, what's the difference?
Joe and Evan, WFAN. Amazing. I could listen to this for a while.
Did you think we were going to come on and talk trash?
What are you trash about? The only trash is my football team.
This is amazing.
What about the Cowboys? Have they been exposed, or you guys knew this from the beginning?
I watched the game last week, and look, the Cowboys were fortunate to be in the game. The officials did them a lot of favors in this game as well. Dak wasn't very good, but the offensive line didn't play well at all. I don't know. I mean, I thought early in the year the Cowboys looked like a Super Bowl team to me, but then you start to look at the schedule. I mean, they beat the Giants without Jones, the quarterback. And I mentioned the other teams they beat, talking about the dregs of the league that they've beaten so far.
Yeah.
So I don't really know, what Dallas is at this point. I mean, even this game is not going to tell me, playing, another dregs of the league team,
What do you think, Evan?
I think that right now they look like great bullies. That's what they look like. They look like it.
Wow.
And you need to do that in the NFL.
Yeah.
I don't mean to dismiss
that. You got to play who's in front of you. That's the bottom line.
And you got to beat those teams.
Right.
You did. You beat the Giants handily. You destroyed the Redskins. You really destroyed the Dolphins after getting a scare for about a half. So I think we're going to learn more about your football team when you face real teams. I got news for you. You're not facing an NFL team. The Jets have not been in the NFL over the last few weeks.
Right. Would you rather have Jason Garrett or Adam Gase?
Jason Garrett. Not even close.
Not even debatable.
Jason Garrett is Vince
Lombardi. Not even a debate.
Compared to Adam Gase.
No, I'm serious. Not even a debate.
Yeah, but aren't you guys judging him with terrible teams?
No. Hold on a second. He coached in Miami. Are you aware of this?
Yeah.
Are you aware that
they went to the playoffs?
One time.
You know what? Here's what I'm so sick about with Adam Gase. Remember that Miami miracle
right,
everyone crazy
the
about?
Patriots.
Why did the moron punt on 4th and 6 and give the ball back to the Patriots to begin with? The miracle was because of bad coaching by this guy. He hasn't been a good coach. He hasn't developed quarterbacks. I have zero faith in him. I didn't like the hire to begin with. I want to be wrong.
We all want to be wrong.
Why would we be wrong?
I will be stunned. If this guy's still coaching a team 3 years from now, I'll be shocked. I got to tell you, I'll be shocked.
When's the first win coming? Cowboys, you say no. Then you host New England. Then you're at Jacksonville.
Right.
And
keep
then
going.
At Miami.
Maybe the Dolphins. Here's what I think. I think they're going to win 2 games. I think they'll split with the Dolphins. The Dolphins will beat them once. And then maybe they'll beat the Redskins or the Bengals. That's how I look at it.
Hey, guys, this was really entertaining. Thank you.
Well, I mean, what do you want?
This is what we wanted.
What do you think we're going to get? Bells and whistles? Oh, baby. Oh, we're going to beat the Cowboys. We live in the real world. What world do you live in? We live in the real world.
Joe and Evan. Get out of here. Joe and Evan, WFAN in New York.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.